Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses West Asia situation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. Expresses concern over escalation of tensions and loss of civilian lives. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for immediate end to hostilities over escalating crisis in West Asia. Iran's new Supreme Leader Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei vows to continue attacks on Gulf Arab countries and use closure of Strait of Hormuz as leverage against US and Israel. An American military refueling aircraft crashes in Iraq during Operation Epic Fury. An India-confirmed berth in upcoming FIH Hockey Women's World Cup 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a conversation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian to discuss the serious situation in the West Asian region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he expressed deep concern over the escalation of tensions and the loss of civilian lives, as well as damage to civilian infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi said the safety and security of Indian nationals, along with the need for unhindered transit of goods and energy, remain India's top priorities. He reiterated India's commitment to peace and stability and urged for dialogue and diplomacy. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed serious concern over the escalating crisis in West Asia, warning that the situation poses a major threat to global peace and security. In a social media post, Mr. Guterres said the unfolding conflict has caused immense suffering for civilians and urged all sides to move towards de-escalation and dialogue. Calling for an immediate end to hostilities, the UN chief emphasized that diplomacy remains the only viable path forward. Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, vowed to keep up attacks on Gulf Arab countries and use the effective closure of the strategic Strait of Hormuz as leverage against the United States and Israel. It was his first public statement since being chosen to succeed his father, who was killed in an Israeli strike. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israeli attacks have killed top Iranian nuclear scientists. Speaking at a news conference last night, Netanyahu denounced Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, as a puppet of the Revolutionary Guards who cannot appear in public. He also addressed the Iranian people, saying that the moment for a new path towards freedom is approaching and that Israel stands with them. However, he added, at the end of the day, it depends on the people and it is in their hands. U.S. Central Command has confirmed that an American military refueling plane went down in Iraq and rescue efforts are underway. The military said in a statement, KC-135 aircraft was part of the operation against Iran, but the crash was not due to hostile fire or friendly fire. U.S. Central Command, which oversees the Middle East, said that the two aircraft were involved and that one landed safely and the other went down in western Iraq. Military activity across West Asia has intensified over the past few hours with fresh strikes and aerial interceptions reported in several parts of the region. Israeli military says its aircraft carried out strikes in Tehran, targeting checkpoints run by the Basiji paramilitary force. According to Israeli Defense Forces, the attacks focused on roadblocks used by Iranian security forces to control movement inside the capital. Tensions also remain high around the Strait of Hormuz, a key global shipping route. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson, Ismail Baghaei, said the strait remains a tool of pressure, adding that some vessels may still be allowed to pass if they coordinate directly with the Iranian Navy. More from our correspondent.
Security across GCC countries remain on high alert as the conflict in West Asia continues to escalate. All the GCC states have reported missile and drone threats since the start of the crisis, prompting increased air defense operation and tighter protection around critical infrastructure. In Saudi Arabia, air defense systems have intercepted drones targeting energy facilities, including areas near the kingdom's eastern oil corridor. Authorities have strengthened security around major oil installations and key cities. Bahrain, which hosts the United States' Fifth Fleet, has also reported multiple interceptions of drones and missiles missiles and remains under heightened military readiness. In the United Arab Emirates, air defense systems remained active throughout the day as authorities monitored incoming threats. Reports indicate that UAE forces intercepted 10 ballistic missiles and 26 drones launched from Iranian territory yesterday. Officials say that UAE does not seek escalation but will firmly respond to any violation of its sovereignty. Meanwhile, UAE has allowed expatriate residents currently abroad whose residency visas have expired to return to the country without obtaining new entry permit. Under a temporary measure announced by the Federal Authority of Identity, Citizenship, Customs and Port Security. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
U.S. Treasury Department has announced that it is taking steps to further ease sanctions on Russian oil as crude prices have surged during the Iran war. The Treasury Department said that it is granting a license that authorizes the delivery and sale of some sanctioned Russian crude oil and petroleum products for the next month. U.S. President Donald Trump signaled earlier this week that he would take further action to ease restrictions on sanctioned oil to help make for the loss of oil flowing on the market because of the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz. India and the U.S. have held discussions on sharing actionable intelligence between the two nations to strengthen counter-narcotics cooperation. DG NCB Anurag Garg and Director Office of National Drug Control Policy USA Sarah Carter, along with their delegations, met on the sidelines of 69th session of UN Commission on Narcotic Drugs in Vienna, Austria. Both sides decided to convene the Pillar 3 meeting of US-India Counter-Narcotics Working Group in April 2026. They also discussed real-time sharing of information for expeditious parallel investigations in corresponding jurisdictions on transnational drug cartels. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India confirmed their berth in the upcoming FIH Hockey Women's World Cup 2026 after qualifying for the semi-finals of the ongoing qualifying tournament in Hyderabad. Along with India, seven other teams have also made their way for the upcoming Women's Hockey World Cup. Sumit Antil has won gold medal in men's javelin throw at the World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2026 in New Delhi yesterday with a throw of 69.25 metres. Pushpendra Singh secured the silver medal with a throw of 56.91 metres, while Poonam Ram took bronze with an effort of 49.48 metres. India delivered an exceptional performance on day two of the events, securing multiple podium finishes across track and field events. In boxing, the Indian youth boxing team recorded a series of strong performances on the fifth day of the World Boxing Futures Cup 2026 in Bangkok with Gunjan, Radhamani Longjam and Chandrika Pujari registering victories in their respective bouts. Gunjan secured a convincing 5-0 unanimous decision victory over Poland. Radhamani Longjam delivered a dominant display defeating her opponent from Ecuador by referee-stopped contest in the first round. However, Prachi went down 5-0 to Slovakia, while Priyansh Sehrawat, 70 kilograms, suffered a 5-0 defeat against Morocco in the men's division. Indian shuttler Kiran George went down in the second round of the men's singles event at the Swiss Open badminton tournament in Basel yesterday. Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy, Chirag Shetty, meanwhile, held their nerves through a marathon three-game thriller to qualify for the men's doubles quarterfinal. Kiran George lost to world number 44 Jason Gunawan of Hong Kong, China, 21-18, 16-21, 21-16. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses West Asia situation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, expresses concern over escalation of tensions and loss of civilian lives. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for immediate ends to hostilities over escalating crisis in West Asia. Iran's new Supreme Leader Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei vows to continue attacks on Gulf Arab countries and use closure of Strait of Hormuz as leverage against US and Israel. An American military refueling aircraft crashes in Iraq during Operation Epic Fury. And India confirmed berth in upcoming FIH Hockey Women's World Cup 2026. And that is the end of this news bulletin.